That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner.
Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store and restaurant talking to Lum. Listen.
Yeah, let's see here now. I reckon I better be making a list of all this stuff. Lum, you said we ought to have programs on this radio station.
Did I?
Just what kind of programs now did you have in mind?
I don't know.
Well, you must have had something in mind when you bring it up yesterday. In that paper you drew it up, why, you was going to be the program director. So you must have been figuring on some kind of program.
Well, Abner, you're the owner of this radio station. You oughtn't to be asking me any questions about it.
Well, yeah, sure, I'm the owner, but I didn't...
$10 a week. You're the one that's supposed to tell me what to do. I ain't supposed to tell you.
Well, yeah, I know. But if you've got any opinions, Lum, why... Well, you just feel free to go right ahead and tell them something.
Any feller that works for $10 a week ain't got no opinion. You just go ahead and do this the way you want to. It's all yours. You own the machine, you own the radio company, and I'm just working here.
Well, Lum, I don't believe you got the right altitude towards this.
Ain't I?
See, the only reason I tore up that partnership paper that you wanted me to sign was just because I was afraid you weren't getting a fair deal. And this way, you're at least getting $10 a week.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, what programs do you think you ought to have?
I told you, I don't know.
Well, now, Lum, you ought to be able to study up something. You're smart.
Am I?
Why, sure you are. Yes, sir.
Aren't you glad? You'd think if I was very smart, I'd be making more than $10 a week, wouldn't you?
Lum, I don't know why you're acting this way. Are you mad about something?
No, everything's fine.
Good.
I just want to know when I start working, though. When you're going to get things into operation.
Well, I don't know what I'm sort of trying to figure out here.
Well, what do you want me to announce on the radio? What do you want me to do?
What, Lum? I don't know.
You're paying me $10 a week, you know. You want to get your money's worth out of me.
Yeah.
You can't afford to have people on the payroll sitting around doing nothing.
No, well, don't stress me now. I've sort of got to study this thing out first, you know.
Seems to me like you already ought to have that deal. Big radio station executive like you.
Well, don't forget, Lum, I'm new at this. I ain't been in it very long. Actually, I just started in it today. Now, Lum... What do you think would be the best way for us... Wait a minute. There comes Ben with us. Maybe he's got some ideas on how to run a radio station.
He's a constable in the radio business.
Yeah, but he's got ideas on a lot of different things. Now, come in here, Ben.
Yeah, hi there, constable.
Hello.
Things coming along down the jailhouse. Are you getting the place fixed up?
No, it's going pretty slow, Lum. I have Eugene Blevins all lined up to work on it, but... His price seemed a little out of line. He claimed the fire did more damage than he first estimated.
Well, he might be right, too. Looks to me like there's quite a bit of damage, Dad.
Yes.
What about the dog?
Garfield?
Yeah. Did you ever find him after you smoked him out?
No, but I got a call from the man I bought him from, that fellow down in Hatfield, and he said Garfield had come home. He's returning my money.
Garfield is?
No, the man.
Oh, I was going to say... After the way that dog felt about you, I never thought he'd make a trip clean up here to Pine Ridge just to give your money back.
Yeah.
Say, Ben, do you know anything about radio business?
How's that, Abner?
I said, do you know anything about...
Yes, it looks like it's going to be some time before the jail will be ready for occupancy, Ben. I'm afraid I'm going to have to use your feed room for an office.
Oh, well, that's all right, Ben.
Just temporary, of course.
No, you can just stay as long as you like. We're glad to have you.
Oh, much obliged.
Ben, have you got any ideas on how you'd run a radio station?
How's that, Abner?
I wasn't talking to you, Lum. I was talking to Ben.
Huh?
How's that?
I just asked if you had any...
Well, you think it'll be some time before you get the jail in shape again, huh?
Yes, I should say.
What are you doing about the prisoners?
Oh, I've taken care of them all right.
Well, good. I was scared they might escape.
No, I thought of that. I gave them all bus fare and told them to go up to the county seat and try to get into the county jail. I thought they could put them up till our jail's ready.
Wait a minute. You sent them up there all by themselves?
Yes, they know the way. One of them has been there before.
Yeah, I know, but...
Well, don't worry about them. I gave each one of them a nice letter of recommendation to take along.
Oh, well.
Ben, I was just wondering, you know how a feller go about starting up a radio station?
How's that, Abner?
I said, do you know how...
Yes, that's a good idea, Abner.
Huh?
Well, I gotta be on my way. I've got to find a carpenter who'll do the job for less than Eugene wants.
Yeah.
Well, see you fellas later.
Well, here, wait a minute now, Ben.
So long.
Yeah, so long, Ben.
Dad, blame it all. I didn't get to ask him a single question.
What was you wanted to know?
Why, about starting up this radio station, huh? Don't seem to be able to get no help from you on it. Well, you surely must have some ideas on this of some kind.
Well, I have a few.
You have, huh? What are they?
Well, I'll tell you, but it just seems to me that you'd do way yonder better by getting advice from somebody smarter than a $10 a week man. Ask Ben Withers.
No, I don't care who I get the advice from, just so if I get it. That's all I'm caring about, Long.
Well, a big executive in your position has got to be careful, Abner. I mean, you can go taking advice from just anybody.
I can't, huh?
Why not?
Well, look, Long.
I don't know where I made a mistake or not telling Ben he could use the feed room for his office.
Why?
Well, he might try to turn that into a jail, bring the prisoners up here.
Well, don't be worrying about Ben Withers. Be worrying about me. I'm the one that's having trouble.
Suppose them prisoners get loose in the store of a night. No. Eat up all of our cheese and crackers, canned goods, one thing or another.
Plum, I ain't got time to worry about that. I'm worrying about getting this radio station of mine started up. That's what I've got to do. Now, I might as well admit, I don't know a whole lot about this one.
You don't, huh?
No, I'll admit.
Well, I'm surprised to hear that.
Well, I'll be honest. Don't say that. I just don't know nothing about it. Never have had any experience with them.
Well.
Now, I've just got to have help of some kind. Now, Lorne, how about me appointing you to the job of program director?
Me?
Yeah.
$10 a week, man, to a big job like that? What are you thinking of, anyway?
Oh, now, Lon, you could do it. You know you could.
I don't know.
Well, in that paper that you wrote up yesterday there, you wanted me to sign, why, you had yourself down as program director, didn't you?
Yeah, but you tore that up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it did. Well, I'll tell you what, Lon. I'm going to appoint you program director anyway. So, now, you just go ahead with that part of it.
Well, you have to tell me what to do. You're the owner.
Well, can't you just do whatever it was you had wrote down on that paper?
I told you you tore that up.
I know I tore it up, Lon, but can't you recollect what you wrote on it? So,
it's pretty hard, special for a little old $10 a week man.
Oh, Lon. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll raise your salary then. Give you 15.
I doubt if I'm worth it, Abner.
Now, can you recollect any of that stuff for $15 a week?
It's coming back to me a little bit.
Good. Good for you.
It's still pretty dim, though.
Oh.
I think you better get somebody else.
No, sir, no, I want you now. Wait a minute. How about $20 a week?
I doubt if the company can afford it, Abner. After all, you're just starting up this business, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll tell you what I'll do, Lon. I'll make you business manager, and you can figure out the finances.
Man, I don't know.
Well, that was another job that you'd put down for yourself in that paper. Well, you must have figured you know something about it. You would have put your name down there.
Yeah, but I'm going to be pretty busy trying to make ends meet on that program director job, if I take it, of which I have my doubts.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll pay you something for being business manager, too.
I still don't see where the money's going to come from. You're going to need a better business manager than me to figure that out.
Well, Dogan, you can try, can't you, Lon?
I need to run you into bankruptcy right off the bat. You're going to have to hire an announcer, too, you know.
Well, I'll hire you for that.
And pay yourself a salary for being president of the company?
Well, I won't take no salary from you. I'll tell you what I'll do. Yeah, wait a minute. I've got it. I'll give you the job if you'll just come in with me.
President, you mean?
Yes, the president of the company.
No, I'm feared not. You better be the president. After all, you own the shortwave machine and all that.
Well, Lon, if I give you half interest in the shortwave machine, will you take the job of being president?
I don't know. Danny, you drive a hard bargain, Abner.
Well, I'm sorry, Lum, but I just got to do it.
Yeah, you'll have to give me time to think this over.
Time, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Lum, I know this is a terrible thing to ask you to do, but I wish you'd make up your mind right away on it.
Well, it just looks to me like the only way you could keep from going bankrupt paying me that salary would be to... No, you wouldn't want to do that.
Now, wouldn't want to do what?
Nothing.
Now, what is it? What is it?
Making me a full partner with half interest and everything. But I doubt it.
That's what I'll do. That's just what I'll do right there. Full partner, half interest.
No.
Yes, sir, that's what I want to do now, Lum. You get busy and draw up a paper saying that, and I'll sign it.
Well, now, are you sure that's what you want to do?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get busy on it right this minute. Draw it up. Yes, there's a pencil right there. Wait a minute. I'll get you something to write on.
Well, you don't need to bother to get nothing to write on, Abner.
Well, I want to,
but though. You don't need to. Here, I've got a paper all drawn up.
Huh?
Full partnership, half interest. Right here's where you sign.
Well, now, isn't that a coincidence that Lon just happened to have that paper with him?